From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The White House is calling for an orderly return to stability in Ukraine and has repeated a warning to Russia not to take military action in the region. Ousted President Viktor Yanukovych is now thought to be sheltering in Russia. A White House spokesman said he left power of his own free will. Jay Carney was speaking to reporters after Mr. Yanukovych issued a statement claiming still to be the lawful president of Ukraine.
The facts on the ground demonstrate that Mr. Yanukovych created a void by, shortly after signing an agreement, in an orderly fashion, packing up his stuff and disappearing. And it's hard to claim you're leading a country when you abdicate your responsibilities and disappear.
This comes as Ukraine's interim president, Alexander Chernov, warned Russia against military aggression in the autonomous Russian-majority Crimea region. British Prime Minister David Cameron, speaking alongside Germany's leader Angela Merkel in London, says Moscow must abide by its promises on Ukraine.
We both support a united and democratic Ukraine, and we support the aspirations of the Ukrainian people to live in a truly democratic society, under the rule of law, free from corruption and intimidation. We are particularly concerned by the situation in Crimea. Every country should respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine. The world will be watching.
Crimea is planning to hold a referendum on greater self-rule in May. The vote may challenge the authority of the government in Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Meanwhile, a team from the International Monetary Fund will head to Kiev next week. The IMF team will determine what level of international financial assistance the country needs. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged a $1 billion loan guarantee to Ukraine. An accused Cuban spy jailed by the U.S. for the past 15 years has been released from prison and is on his way home to Havana. Fernando Gonzalez is the second of the so-called Cuban Five to be released by U.S. authorities. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Fernando Gonzalez left an Arizona prison at dawn after completing his 15-year sentence for failing to register as a foreign agent and possessing forged documents. He and the other members of the Cuban Five are considered heroes in Havana, where a huge welcome awaits him. U.S. prosecutors accused the Five of being a dangerous undercover spy cell. Havana says they were acting to prevent terror strikes on Cuba. Fernando Gonzalez is the second member of the group freed and is expected to campaign actively for the release of the other three.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. gay rights campaigners are celebrating a decision by the governor of the U.S. state of Arizona to veto a divisive bill that would allow businesses to refuse service to gay and lesbian customers on religious grounds. The move follows a ruling in deeply conservative Texas, which declared a same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional, marking a series of victories for U.S. gay rights activists. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Arizona's Republican governor, Jan Brewer, had little choice but to kill the controversial anti-gay bill and came under significant pressure from U.S. businesses and gay rights activists. But conservatives are disappointed. President of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins.
It's now going to be incumbent upon Governor Brewer to say how she's going to protect the religious freedom of thousands of Arizonians who are saying, hey, what am I going to do now?
The move is widely seen as an effort to rescue Arizona's national image, tarnished by anti-immigration rhetoric and gun violence. The veto follows a string of victories over same-sex marriage bans in Texas, Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia.
And the first major Scottish business has warned it may move south to London if Scotland votes for independence later this year. Insurance, pensions, and savings company Standard Life says it is drawing up contingency plans to move operations from its Edinburgh headquarters. Our UK correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
Standard Life insists in its annual report it's not taking a stance on Scottish independence, but says contingency plans are necessary to protect customers and shareholders. And among the material issues Standard Life says it's considering are uncertainty over an independent Scotland's currency, membership of the EU, and approach to taxation. Standard Life has around $400 billion of assets under management, so its announcement is a blow to those campaigning for independence. Scotland votes to stay in or leave the UK in September.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.